اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقم. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعم. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء، اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها، اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك، وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك، وأن توزعني شكرك، وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع، أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا، وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته، وعظم فيما عندك رغبته، اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك، وخفي مكرك وظهر أمرك، وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك، ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك، لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي، وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي، كم من قبيح سترته، وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلته، وكم من عثار وقيته، وكم من مكروه دفعته، وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرته. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي، وقصرت بي أعمالي، وقعدت بي أغلالي، وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي، وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي. يا سيدي، فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي، ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري، ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي. وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا، وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي، من لي غيرك؟ أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي، أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي، ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاؤك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاؤك. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي، معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا، لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي، يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي، يا إلهي وسيدي وربي، أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد من طوى عليه قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك، وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك، هيهات أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أدنيته أو تشرد من آويته أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدة، وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقة وبشكرك مادحة، وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة، وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا، ما هكذا الظن بك ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب، وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء ومكروه قليل مكثوه يسير بقاؤه قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله، لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض. يا سيدي فكيف بي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو، ولما منها أضج وأبكي، لأليم العذاب وشدته، أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك، وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك، وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهلها ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأنادينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. فتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته، وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته، وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك، ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك، ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك. يا مولاي، فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه؟ أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه؟ أم كيف تزجره زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رب؟ أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك، ولا المعروف من فضلك، ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك. فباليقين أقطع لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك، وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك، لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما، وما كان لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما، لكنك تقدست أسماؤك، أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين، من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين، وأن تجل ثناؤك، قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما. أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون، إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها، أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمته وكل ذنب أذنبته وكل قبيح أسررته وكل جهل عملته، كتمته أو أعلنته، أخفيته أو أظهرته، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني، وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوارحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيت وبفضلك سترت، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلت أو إحسان فضلت أو بر نشرت أو رزق بسطت أو ذنب تغفره أو خطأ تستره، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي، يا من بيده ناصيتي، يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي، يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورا وبخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا، حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا، يا سيدي يا من عليه معولي، يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي، يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب. قو على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي، وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك، حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين، وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين، وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين، وأخافك مخافة الموقنين، وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين. اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأريده، ومن كادني فكيده، واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك، وأقربهم منزلة منك، وأخصهم زلفة لديك، فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك. وجد لي بجودك، واعطف علي بمجدك، واحفظني برحمتك، واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا، وقلبي بحبك متيما، ومن علي بحسن إجابتك، وأقلني عثرتي، واغفر زلتي، فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك، وأمرتهم بدعائك، وضمنت لهم الإجابة، فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي، وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي، فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي، وبلغني مناي، ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي، واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي. يا سريع الرضا، يا سريع الرضا، يا سريع الرضا، اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء، فإنك فعال لما تشاء. يا من اسمه دواء، وذكره شفاء، وطاعته غناء، ارحام من رأس ماله الرجاء، وسلاحه البكاء. يا سابغ النعم، يا دافع النقم، يا نور المستوحشين في الظلم، يا عالما لا يعلم، صل على محمد وآل محمد، وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله. وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله، وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be in line and in the direction that will lead to, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anha, to be such that while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I should phrase it this way, I wanted to phrase it differently, the verse says it in this way, radiyallahu anhum, God is pleased with them, wa radu anha, and they are pleased with God. Or in Surah Al-Fajr, it says رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً. It seems to be the reverse order. رَاضِيَةً, the nafs is رَاضِيَةً, they are pleased. That person is pleased. And مَرْضِيَةً, they are pleased with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Essentially, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us move on a path that will lead to further and further rida from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want Allah to be pleased with us, and that is the greatest pleasure that we could have. And if God is pleased with us, then we are definitely going to be pleased with Him. A short reminder I would like to mention on this night. I've mentioned it before. I don't know how it's taken. Different people will probably take it differently. But obviously I'm responsible to explain things the way is clear to me, between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where I can answer to God why I mentioned something. It needs to be something that clearly to me is beneficial for the community of believers here and throughout the globe. So although others or different people have different takes on this, it's clear to me that this is what will lead to God being pleased with us. And so I will mention it again. And that is that during this time of the occultation, as we have a representation from the Imam of our time, based on clear signs, words from the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'in, certain clear understandings from the Quran that there should be a representation, and there are representatives, the Quran tells us that, the Ahadith more explicitly tell us that, the Imam of our time, in his words, has explicitly told us, and applying those rules today, the person that we refer to as a representative is Ayatollah Khamenei. We've mentioned this a number of times, and I've tried to explain the reasoning behind it, why that representative, it's not about marja'iyya. Marja'iyya is a matter of referring to a scholar, a jurist that has expertise in ahkam. They're a mujtahid. And we have a lot of, alhamdulillah, really good mujtahids, various maraja. There's no need to mention one name or the other. There have been maraja before, there are maraja today, and there will be maraja in the future as well. Scholars that spend time understanding verses, ahadith, determining what an understanding, a legitimate understanding of ahkam, practical ahkam, of daily matters, what they may be, and we're supposed to find someone that we can trust, has, as far as we can tell, has a good understanding of these ahkam, and we refer to them. That is the matter of marja'iyya. During the time of the minor occultation, we had that. The marja'iyya at that time, according to certain accounts, was actually based in Qum. As the deputy, the third deputy, Al-Husayn ibn Ruh al-Nawbakhti, sent a book that he ordered to be compiled by one of his assistants, who later on went astray. Before he had gone astray, the book was compiled, a book that seems to have been something like a risala. After it was compiled, Al-Husayn ibn Ruh, this deputy, he's a representative of the Imam, one who has been appointed and clearly was known to be the representative of the Imam of our time during his time. He sent that book to Qum for the scholars of Qum, who were as a center of containing a good number of scholars, to check it. Based on the account, that's what it seems like was happening. So in terms of ahkam, practical laws, and so on and so forth, there were different scholars at the time, that Shias who lived in different areas, they would find one of them that they would be able to determine they have expertise, and would ask them their practical laws and get guidance from them. But representation, the one who leads the ummah upon the command of the Imam of our time and represents his leadership where we can't see him at that time, was Al-Husayn ibn Ruh. Today it's Ayatollah Khamenei. Clearly there's plenty of signs if anyone opens their eyes to see it, one clear sign that we have mentioned is that while generally the ahadith say to refer to those who narrate the riwayat, the ahadith, and so based on that, one of the extensions of that, one of the learnings or one of the things we learned from that is to refer to the mujtahideen in regards to our practical laws. However, clearly the one who is narrating hadith in more areas and is representing the Ahlul Bayt in their behavior more, in leading the ummah towards the direction of the Ahlul Bayt, in being able to go against the enemies of Islam and all the aspects of the lives of the Ma'sumin, if we look at them, the one who represents that more, ulama generally with their knowledge represent that. However, in terms of their leadership, not everybody represents that. Leadership isn't limited to providing those practical laws. That is really not leadership. That is marja'iyya in the sense of ahkam, in the sense of ijtihad and taqleed, which plenty of, alhamdulillah, scholars we have had and we are having. But leading the ummah is something that very few have done. And during this time, on the scale of which Imam Khomeini first and now Ayatollah Khomeini is doing, clearly that is representing in their behavior. We can see that. We can see what they are doing is above and beyond compared to anyone else with their representation, with their reflection of the Ma'sumin, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. And so, if that hadith is to be taken, that أَمَّا الْحَوَادِثُ الْوَاقِعَ فَارْجَعُوا فِيهَا إِلَى رُوَاتِ حَدِيثِنَا, the one that is seen to be reflecting the Ahlul Bayt more should be seen more as the one, or as they should be the one, they should be seen as the one who represents the Ahlul Bayt more. That's one of the signs. There's plenty of other reasons and clear signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put before our eyes, if we open our eyes to see that He is that representative. We've explained this, we'll continue to explain that, as this is relevant to the ummah. Anywhere we've had success in the ummah, it's because they have identified that leadership, they have taken his leadership, they have applied it, and you see success. Anywhere, absolutely anywhere that we see success, when you trace it, you see and you find those elements there. In the fight against Daesh, the fatwa of Marja'iyya was key, was very important. However, the ones that led the, commanded the troops were the commanders that were under Ayatollah Khomeini's leadership. Them going there and being involved the way they were, whether it's Hajj Qasim, Hajj Abu Mahdi, who mentioned this himself, those were his own words, that Ayatollah Khomeini is not an Iranian, that's not an Iranian thing, and he's absolutely right about that. That's the correct understanding, as opposed to those who say, well, that's just an Iranian thing. No, it isn't an Iranian thing. Hajj Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, that great shaheed, was someone who reflected that. Sayyid Hassan Nasrullah from another part of the world reflects that in the same way. The Yemeni resistance have mentioned that in numerous ways, that they consider the wali that they need to listen to, in the absence of the Imam of our time, to be Ayatollah Khomeini. You see success over there. In Syria, the same thing happened. Anywhere in the world, in Lebanon, in Palestine recently, those developments of the weapons and so on that led to the victory that we just saw, that is being in line. There were times that unfortunately some shayateen had created a little bit of a distance which was made up, alhamdulillah. They fixed that problem, but there was a time where there was a separation, and that led to defeats. Wherever there is, it's very simple logic, because that is the representative of the Imam of our time, if people listen to that representative, we will see success. If people don't listen to that, all these are things that we've mentioned over and over. The main point that we're mentioning, hopefully the audience, the listeners, have thought about this and have found the evidence to be overwhelming, and they understand that. The part that needs more emphasis is this: for those who've understood this, it's not sufficient to simply accept this as a truth, of as a reality, as something to know. It's not enough. It's not enough to have that. If Ayatollah Khamenei is giving a speech tomorrow, which he is, Iran time tomorrow, tonight for California time, it'll be around 11:30. If Ayatollah Khamenei is giving a speech, that speech of his, whatever it is, I need to tune into it. I need to listen. What is there that he is saying? I need to pay careful attention, hear it, analyze it, think about it. What parts are more directly relevant to me? What parts I need to understand in the context that he's speaking, and then understand based on that how that applies to me, and so on and so forth. For those who say that they have understood this, it is unacceptable for there to come a talk, a speech that he has given, a letter he is writing, that is provided to the public. There are certain things that he writes or he says that are not public. Well, he didn't want the public to know, then we don't have any taklif, any responsibility to know that. It's to whomever he has sent it to. The parts that are public, that he has made an effort to come and speak to the public, then we've got to know that we need to tune into that and listen to it. That is a representative of the Imam of our time. What he says is relevant to us. Even, we've mentioned this a number of times, even if every single part of it is directly relevant to the Iranian context, which that isn't the case, but even if it were, even that is relevant to us, as everything that is in the Iranian context, or the Iraqi context, or the Syrian context, or the Lebanese context, or the Palestinian context, or the Yemenese context, or the Pakistan, whatever part of the Muslim Ummah, and anywhere in the world, all of that affects us, is relevant to us. So if he addresses any part of that, is going to be relevant to us. If he addresses matters in Lebanon, it's relevant to us. If he addresses Syria, it's relevant to us. If he addresses Iraq, it's relevant to us. And of course, if he addresses the youth in the West, it's relevant to us. Everything, every part of it is relevant to us. There is no irrelevant part. Even if it is involving and discussing and related to the elections in Iran, that seems to be a very Iranian thing. It's not, even if we don't have a right to vote, for whatever reason. And that's something that needs to be discussed and understood as well. In Lebanon, there's elections, they participate. In Iraq, there's elections, Iraqis participate. In Iran, there's elections, Iranians participate. All of them have the taklif. Sayyid Hassan mentions it for Lebanon. Ayatollah Sistani and ulama and Hashd al-Sha'bi mentions it for Iraq. Every part of the Muslim Ummah, their elections, local elections, they need to take part in that. They're the ones who take part in that. But the decisions that the Iraqi people make in regards to their parliament, that affects their prime minister, that affects everything that happens in that country, even though I'm not Iraqi, and I don't have a right to vote in Iraq, but I do, it does concern me, it does relate to me, it is relevant to me. Not just because I want to go for ziyarah, that's I consider that a very wrong way of looking at it. What happens to the Iraqi people is my concern. Or my brothers and sisters, them making a good decision in their elections is relevant to me. I'm concerned about that. I should be concerned about that. The Iraqis being concerned that the Iranian people make the right decision in their elections is their Islamic, not right in the sense of I have this right. It's a haq over them. They're responsible to feel that way. All of us are. The Lebanese making the right choices in their elections is something that we all should be concerned, whether we're Lebanese or not. Yemenis similarly, Syrians similarly, they had an elections, they elected Bashar al-Assad, which was a great victory for the Syrians and for the Muqawwam and for us all. It was the right choice. It was a good choice that they made. It does concern us. Now, if the leader talks about any of those matters, it's all relevant. There isn't a speech that you can find that you can say, oh, well, this one I don't need to listen to. No, there isn't. This is the reminder. I remembered that tomorrow, Iran time, or tonight, California time, there is a speech that the leader is giving. And again, Islamically, in terms of Ridha Allah, let me remind us of the words of Haj Qasim Soleimani, this great shaheed who was an arif, clearly an arif. He said, one of the aspects of husnul aqibah, to have a good ending as a believer, and to be able to stand on the day of judgment and say, I did what I needed to do, is to identify this representative of the 12th Imam. Have a heartfelt feeling towards him. Have an attachment to him as the representative of the Imam of our time. And take his words seriously and implement them. All of that has to do with husnul aqibah. Wallah, that is right. Wallah, that's very accurate. Whoever wants to see it, see it. Whoever doesn't want to, inshallah, on the day of judgment, you'll see. We'll all see. We'll see what the truth there is. Open our eyes. Let's open our eyes. See these truths, these realities. It's too critical of a time for us. Meaning these are times that we can be making very wrong choices or we could be making the right choices. These are times that we can't afford, if we want to be companions of the 12th Imam, we can't afford to make these errors in understanding and analysis. We can't afford to allow our ears to hear, or rather to accept, the voices of the shayateen that are echoed through all Western media, and then whoever else sounds like Western media, with an imamah, without an imamah, called a Muslim, not called a Muslim. Their words affect our decision. These shayateen, who, if they say anything that's true, it is to sell you the lie that they want you to believe. We're affected by them. We can't afford that if we want to be believers who are followers of the Imam of our time, as we are approaching that final victory of Islam, the return of our Imam in the sense of him revealing his identity. We can't afford that. So I hope that, inshallah, we are clear on these facts, on these truths, on these realities. And we don't just, again, the main reminder here, that was a given that we already understand that. The reminder was, it's not enough to understand it. We have got to find a way to understand every single one of the speeches of the leader. We don't have to do qadha of whatever is in the past, but whatever is coming, we have to tune into it. Find a translation, find a way of understanding. He is the representative of the Imam. What he says is what the Imam of our time wants us to know. I can't be any more clear. Wallah, between me and Allah on the day of judgment, if I don't say this, I will be held accountable. And I hope that we all understand it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Imam of our time, that he hastens the return of our Imam. We ask Allah to help us be his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have left this world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, to give us all, and all believers worldwide, our hajat, our needs, our requests, relieve all those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. We ask Allah to relieve all the people of the world of the pandemic, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Imam of our time, that he relieves all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa alih. Rahim Allah man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salawat. Allahumma salli ala